My name is Amy Wojciechowski. I'm a senior at Oberlin College, and I will be discussing Rodin's Prodigal Son. Prodigal Son, cast in 1914-1915, was the work of esteemed sculptor Auguste Rodin. Auguste Rodin was born in Paris in 1840. Generally considered one of the fathers of modern sculpture, he is one of the few sculptors whose work has disseminated into contemporary popular culture. While widely acclaimed in his own time, his career was not without controversy. Rodin approached his sculptural work like a craftsman and possessed the unique ability to model complex, turbulent, and deeply pocketed surfaces in clay, later transferring them to bronze works. It is this skill, Rodin's talent for surface modeling, which allowed him to let every part of the body speak for the whole. Rodin earned a living as a craftsman and ornamenter for nearly two decades. After the death of his sister Maria in 1862, Rodin briefly flirted with the idea of entering into a Catholic religious order, although he was encouraged to return to sculpting by a priest who recognized his talent. When considering his later thematic choices, particularly his work on the Gates of Hell, his exposure to religious imagery bears considering. Likewise, Rodin's exposure to the sculptural work of Michelangelo while traveling in Italy was deeply influential, perhaps further elucidating his thematic development and involvement with religious themes. Rodin claimed that it was Michelangelo who freed me from an academic sculpture. In the course of a number of larger-scale public commissions, Rodin was allowed to more fully investigate both stylistically and thematically. Perhaps the most important of these was the 1880 commission to create a door for a future museum of decorative arts. Like Ghiberti's Gates of Paradise on the doors of the Florence Baptistery, Rodin's Gates of Hell, from which the Prodigal Son is taken, would serve as a seminal work for the sculptor. The theme of the Prodigal Son is deeply embedded in the Catholic story, focusing on the triumphant return of a son who has wasted away his money and returns to his father in shame, thinking it better to act as a servant in his father's employ than to continue on with his current existence. Instead, the father accepts the son back into his home wholeheartedly. It is difficult to say which moment this work exists in. The intense emotion and expressiveness are palatable. This is either a moment of supreme redemption, the son throwing up his arms in triumphant gratitude, or a moment of extreme dejection before his return, his arms thrown above in an expression of utter defeat at continuing in his life as is. Given Rodin's overall aesthetic interest in moments of suffering and conflict, the latter interpretation seems more likely. Rodin said that nothing, really, is more moving than the maddened beast, dying from unfulfilled desire and asking in vain for grace to quell its passion. In creating vibrant, striking visions of the human form, Rodin seeks to embody the richness of the human experience. In Prodigal Son, the figure seems to exist in an almost existential moment of singular emotion, whether triumph or defeat. The work is done in bronze, which allows a greater ability to capture figures in action. Rodin, using this masterly effect, allows the figure to extend, excruciatingly, back into space, creating a dramatic thrust and performativity to the work. Rodin primarily utilized amateurs, such as street performers and dancers, as models in his work. The figure imposes a very real and bodily presence on the viewer. Rather than passively existing in its given space, the son actively and quite literally reaches into the space reserved for the viewer, violating our ability to maintain a comfortable, distant relation to the work. Furthering his dislike of the traditional forms of presentation, he eschewed the formality of pedestals, often choosing to place his subjects on rough rocks, as we see here, to serve as a contrast to the figure and emphasize the immediacy of the work. Overall, then, we can read this sculpture as an existentially overwhelming statement of aloneness before the definitive moment of redemption. Thank you for listening to this podcast, which was produced by the Allen Memorial Art Museum at Oberlin College. Be sure to check back for more additions to this series.